Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Washington State's Attorney General Bob Ferguson has filed a lawsuit seeking to block supermarket chain Albertsons from paying a $4 billion cash dividend to shareholders on November 7th. Mr. Ferguson said the payout would hinder Albertsons' ability to conduct business normally. Kroger announced it was acquiring Albertsons for $25 billion. A federal judge in Arizona issued a temporary restraining order against activists who have been watching outdoor drop boxes for mail-in ballots. The activists claim they're trying to prevent purported voter fraud, but there have also been complaints of voter intimidation by these people watching the boxes. North Korea fired about a dozen missiles Wednesday in the direction of South Korea and landing near the rival sea border. South Korea quickly responded by performing its own missile tests in the same border area. Former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is poised to return to power as Israeli TV exit polls reveals Tuesday's election could be delivering a narrow majority to the conservatives. Israelis react to Reuters.
I don't know who is better and who is not better, but I know that what we have before Lapid, I don't want to hear his name and I don't want to think about it.
I'm going to vote in Bibi Netanyahu. I hope that he makes the government.
President Biden tonight is set to deliver a speech at Union Station in the District of Columbia. This will be a political speech and a last-chance effort to give Democrats a much-needed boost before Tuesday's midterm elections. The event is being put on by the DNC. Brendan Carr, one of the five commissioners at the Federal Communications Commission, has arrived in Taiwan to attend meetings with Taiwanese government officials. Carr is the first sitting FCC commissioner to visit Taiwan in an official capacity. USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As inflation has prices for the Thanksgiving meal this year out of control, alternatives may be in order.
So it may be time to tighten your belt, literally. Wells Fargo chief agricultural economist Michael Swanson said, from bird flu reducing the supply of turkeys to California's drought shrinking vegetable yields and a labor shortage impacting workers available to process and transport food, prices are up across the board. A survey by online financial advisor Personal Capital said one in five Americans wonder if they'll have enough money to cover the cost of Thanksgiving this year and are considering eliminating dishes or entire guests altogether and asking those who do come to dinner to BYOB. From the USA News Radio, Washington, D.C. Bureau, I'm Victoria Idoni.
Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro on Tuesday broke his silence after Sunday's presidential runoff against former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. While he did not explicitly concede or recognize Lula or his victory, he vowed to respect the Constitution.
Indian police on Monday arrested 9 people, including contractors, ticketing agents, and security guards over the bridge that collapsed and killed at least 134 pedestrians. Surveillance showed some were rocking the overcrowded bridge from side to side just before the suspension cables failed in an instant. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Katie Talento joins us now. She's with the Alliance of Healthcare Sharing Ministries. Katie, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much. I love being here.
Well, let's talk about how elections matter. Certainly, Barack Obama said there are consequences. We're realizing the consequences. And also, we're also realizing what God's Word says. When things are going well, when righteousness reigns, the people rejoice. When it doesn't, you hear groaning for the people. And we hear a lot of groaning these days. That should be a pretty clear indication that things are not going well here when we're talking about, righteousness and justice, those things that are foundational principles to, the American way, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think people are really feeling the pain in their pocketbooks, and one of the biggest pain points for their pocketbooks is healthcare. Mm-hmm. And, we've seen some polling recently that 80% of Americans are worried about how they will access good healthcare. Only 12% think that, U.S. healthcare is awesome. I think most of us are really struggling on that front. And so that's why we work with a number of, alternative solutions to try to find ways for Christians and conservatives and others out there who want an escape hatch, from our broken system.
Well, it's a common sense answer, when you're able to combine the cumulative intelligence and power of millions of people as opposed to just relying on a couple of bureaucrats that think they know better. And clearly they don't. I mean, Obama healthcare has just been a disaster in how they tried to contrive that situation. And it wasn't about liberating, the American people when it came to healthcare. If anything, it was, as we've seen in the last 2.5 years under COVID, it was to restrict our liberties.
Well, that's right. And I mean, there are a lot of requirements in the ACA that some people of faith, are not able to comply with. We had, mm-hmm. when I was in the Trump White House, we had to rescue the Little Sisters of the Poor from lawsuits that the Obama people had brought against them. And we're starting to see some hostile states create those same kinds of policies against mm-hmm. religious people. There's this proposition in California that's trying to require everyone to pay for any abortion up until birth or after birth. It's really scary. And, the ACA was sort of the beginning of that process of these conscience violations. And it's why solutions like healthcare sharing ministries and other options out there are so important. Direct primary care is one of them. So it's really important that people of faith come together and create their own solutions.
Exactly. Well, and so much. I mean, when you consider the history of this great country of ours, it's always been people of faith that have been the vanguard to these solutions like this. And so here it is, another common sense solution. And I got to imagine, Katie, for your involvement and experience in government, how frustrating it must be for you to see this and go, wait a minute, we can answer this. I mean, even within... You know, even within the confines of the bureaucracy, if we got outside of the bureaucracy and wanted to actually serve the people, there is more than enough money and talent available to make health care reasonable. But because there's not, and there is this resistance and interference by the bureaucracy, health care sharing ministries are the next best solution, if not the better solution, when you consider, you know, that the government thinks that they're all-knowing.
Yeah, and you know, it's not only the government that's the villain here. I think it's important to see the healthcare swamp, as we used to call it, the industry, the healthcare industry, is really a huge problem. The price gouging nonprofit charity hospitals, so-called charity hospitals, and you know, the pharmaceutical benefit managers, these are all equally bad. You know, and just as bad as the government in terms of what they're doing to everyday Americans, driving up drug costs. You know, you think that the formulary that's on your insurance plan, the drug formulary, is on your plan based on financial and clinical value of the drugs that are offered by that plan. But really, what you have access to, the drugs you have access to, are actually determined by kickbacks paid by drug makers to these middlemen.
The PBMs. Yeah. You had to bring that up just to really anger me, didn't you? I mean, this is the single biggest ripoff. You know, the pharmacy benefit managers who sit in the middle, and I mean, the only people that benefit are them. It's not we the people, right?
That's exactly right. It's not even the drug makers. You know, we like to demonize big pharma. But, you know, they're actually not the worst actors. I truly think it is the pharmaceutical benefit managers. And there are some good, small, independent ones out there that, that employers and others can work with. But the big three that dominate 80% of the market, it is corrupt. It's just craven, honestly. Mm-hmm. And states are starting to wake up to this because they've been really taken for a ride in their Medicaid programs and other state programs. There are payouts and settlements of, you know, $50 million, $200 million that they're having to pay back states for all the gouging and corruption. Imagine what they're doing to everyone's employer plans.
Yeah, without a doubt. And so help me, you know, in our audience, for some of our audience that have not heard, we've reported on the PBMs before, and it's just so aggravating. But, you know, it might be beneficial for our audience to understand, you know, who the PBMs are and what they do to participate in the healthcare process. What do they bring to the table here?
Great question. So, you know, back in the day, the value proposition of these pharmaceutical benefit managers was they said to a carrier like, say, Blue Cross or Aetna, they said to Blue Cross or Aetna, you know, you can't get the best discounts from Big Pharma unless you pool all your employers together. So each of your employers or your individual patients, they can't get a discount as big as you can get with all your volume. And not just you, but other carriers too. So hire us and we'll take all your covered lives over to Big Pharma and we'll make Big Pharma pay a big, big, big discount. Now, that seems reasonable, right? We call these wholesaling. I mean, that's what wholesalers are. And in supply chains, we see this all the time. The key is that the price that the end user pays has to be smaller at the end of the day in order for this to be worth it. Because they're going to have to pay that middleman for their services. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, they went to Big Pharma and they said, okay, pay us a big kickback. And that kickback supposedly will be the discount that goes back to the plan, the health plan, whether it's offered by a carrier, whether it's offered by an employer, or it should go to the patient, that discount. But that's not what's happening. They're pocketing the discount or most of it, and if they don't, then the carriers pocket the rest of it. And frankly, the PBMs have started to buy up the carriers, or the carriers have bought the PBMs. So now it's all just one big, you know, mutually corrupt interest. And so patients aren't getting the benefits of those discounts at all.
Why doesn't the government just do it? I mean, you know, just ourselves. Why and go direct to, you know, Big Pharma and just and hammer out a deal? Of course, you know, I know it's dangerous whenever you try to expect some sort of, you know, institution from our bureaucracy to do something. I don't know, Katie, if I can recall anything out of the bureaucracy that we can say, wow, they've done a great job. You know, they're really saving it. I mean, seriously. Anyway, we got to go to a quick break. You got a couple more minutes? Can you stay with me for another 10 minutes? Okay. All right. We've got more from Katie on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
We're back with you. America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. She's the executive director of Alliance of Healthcare Sharing Ministries, Katie Toleno. And, Katie, before we went to break, we were talking about PBMs and, you know, what we could possibly do, and also the frustration, growing frustration of America. I mean, here taxpayers are paying for this bureaucracy, supposedly paying for, you know, benefits and the leverage of this, this grand American dream and idea, but it just seems that the bureaucracy is more concerned about serving themselves than serving we the people.
Yeah, that's right. I do think that states are starting to turn their eyes toward regulating PBMs. There was a really important case, court case that came out that allowed states to do that for the first time, or recognized that they had the authority to do that. You mentioned, you know, why doesn't the government step in and sort of negotiate with these drug makers? There certainly is a lot of policy attention on that idea. The Democrats have been pushing for that for a long time. Republicans tended to sort of side with pharma and think that, well, if the government's fixing prices, then there won't be any incentive for new innovations and cures to be developed. I think a lot of those pharma talking points are starting to wear a little thin on even Republicans. Mm-hmm. And that's probably why Democrats were successful at getting some of that type of policy passed in the big Build Back Broke bill with where they negotiated drugs in Medicare for the first time. They're going to be doing that. So that will take some time, and it will only be for Medicare. But there's some concern that the drug makers might just shift higher costs to the commercial market where the rest of us are. So, you know, when government gets involved, it is a problem, right? They don't particularly do anything very well. I think that the brightest light that we're seeing out there, the point of hope, is with employers. So individual employers are starting to use what they call transparent, independent PBMs that are contractually obligated to pass through those kickbacks. Or they have a business model that doesn't involve kickbacks at all. They just go and get discounts from, you know, from the first, and they never get their hands on your money.
Exactly.
So, that's kind of a bright spot. Healthcare Sharing Ministries, they handle, prescription drug prices by using a discounted cash pay program. So rather than using PBMs at all, they just skip them all together and they share in bills at a discounted cash price. So they work with a vendor that offers a discount program for their members.
And how does the price compare in the open market with other vendors or other experiences that they've had when it comes to, you know, pharmaceuticals, for example?
Right. Well, cash prices are typically, both at a hospital or even in medications, they're typically significantly lower than what you would pay if it were an insurance plan using a PBM. The cash price is always lower. Now, if you're talking about somebody who doesn't have any sort of financial solution, they don't have a healthcare sharing ministry, they don't have a insurance plan, and they want to pay cash for a drug, you know, there's nobody helping them, so they're paying that full cash price, which still might be unaffordable for some expensive drugs. So we have not fully solved this problem. No one has fully solved this problem, and it's an ongoing issue. I think that more and more, you know, we're the only country in the world that does not basically have the government fix prices for drugs. And I think that more and more support is building for that idea, and including the trade-offs that will come with it.
Exactly. I think that maybe they should try trusting the free market. The marketplace will adjust, and they'll, you know, just like you're explaining, that these individual businesses, because that's what they do, they negotiate, they know how to work things out. It's not about, you know, political favors or anything like that. It's just about getting the service done and negotiating the best price you can. I will take any small business against any, you know, bureaucrat that's looking out for their interests first. It always works out better, especially when you're dealing like with the Alliance of Healthcare Sharing Ministries, when you have this kind of dynamic where you're dealing with cash. I mean, keep in mind, I mean, I've been studying this for a long time, Katie. People that rely on insurance payments and that sort of thing, it's like, you know, it could be 90, 120 days. And even at that, when the doctor or, you know, the pharmacist is going to get paid off, they'll try to negotiate at the last minute. I'm talking about, you know, these, you know, BPMs or PBMs or, you know, or the pharmaceuticals will negotiate after they've had the guy sitting on this, you know, on this bill, on this invoice for 120 days. I mean, this is a rough way to make a living.
It is, and it's very complex, and most employers don't have the knowledge. I mean, just the weaponized complexity of this supply chain is designed to harm employers, because you think about your average HR manager or CFO of a company, mm-hmm. they don't have the knowledge. They outsource
exactly.
this whole mm-hmm. process to brokerage firms who are part of the corrupt system. They're getting paid by these carriers and PBMs. So we really are in a conundrum. I mean, I like to revert to the free market, but the free market is a little bit broken right now on mm-hmm. healthcare, and a lot of it has to do with all these third parties.
Exactly.
I think the cash economy is starting to spring up, but right mm-hmm. now it's really hard for people to afford like a $6,000 a month drug, you know, like mm-hmm. even if you get a cash price down to $2,500, which you can usually do, that's not affordable for most people.
Exactly. So, yeah, without a doubt.
It's not a serious problem. Yeah.
Exactly. We've got about 3.5 minutes left here, Katie. As the executive director of Alliance of Healthcare Sharing Ministries, help our audience understand why more and more people are moving into healthcare sharing in ministries.
Yeah, so healthcare sharing ministries are communities of Christian believers who come together to share in medical bills. So it's not an insurance solution, but it's sort of like a homeschool co-op for healthcare, if you think about mm-hmm. it that way. So basically you sign up, and when you get a bill, you go seek care wherever you want, you bring your bill back and you upload it to the ministry's portal, and that ministry taps a bunch of other members on the shoulder and asks them to share in your bill, and that's how they contribute to the ministry that month. And you do the same thing each month for other members. And so right. it works really well. We have a little over 1 million Americans who are using this solution, and it's really beautiful because, you know, you can call up and get prayer from the ministry, right?
Like, exactly.
You can't do
right.
that with Blue Cross.
No.
So that's one of the really big reasons why people come. You know, our solutions are a lot more affordable than insurance, and you know, for a number of good reasons. But ultimately, this is a lot of people, they come for the cost and they stay for the faith, or they come for the faith and they stay for the cost. Most people find that it's a beautiful solution that incorporates both lower cost and their faith.
And Katie, my experience has been is when these bills come in, the ministry will negotiate with the hospital or, you know, or with the doctor, and, you know, to get the payment down, because the doctor is going to get cash, and you've got everybody, you know, participating in this. And, you know, the other thing is if they're processing insurance paperwork, according to one doctor, he says that, you know, average, it probably costs him about 41%, you know, to, you know,
That's
pay
right.
for somebody to handle all that. Right. So in this
That's
case,
right.
you're not having to deal with it. So this, you know, that makes it leverages your investment in your health care, in being involved with healthcare sharing ministries. It leverages that. So and you're getting your bill paid, and it's amazing. I mean, I hear the success stories. I mean, we got about 1.5 minutes left. Maybe you can share a couple quick stories, Katie, of how people have utilized Alliance of Healthcare Sharing Ministries.
Yeah, I'll tell you a story I heard yesterday, and it was about a man who had a daughter, and she had cancer, and she'd been fighting cancer for 8 years. And they were a member of one of the healthcare sharing ministries, and he was paying out of pocket for experimental cancer treatment. And his daughter, I think she was, you know, maybe 12 or 13. And he called up a friend who knows the ministries well, and he said, yeah, you know, this is what's going on. And the guy said, well, why haven't you asked the ministry to pay for those experimental treatments? And the father said, well, I mean, I just assumed they wouldn't pay it. I mean, there's no way they're going to pay for experimental treatments. No way. And he said, you should call them. So he did call them. And the ministry came in and rose to the rescue. Those members of that ministry shared over $400,000 for experimental treatment for this girl. She's now a young mom with a child of her own now. She was cured.
Katie Tolendo, Executive Director of Alliance of Healthcare Sharing Ministries. Katie, how can they be in touch with you?
Yeah, they can reach us at www.ahcsm.org. That's Alliance of Healthcare Sharing Ministries.org.
You got it. Katie, thank you for being with us. Appreciate the time.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States, with all its mighty sanctions against Russia for invading Ukraine, is still buying some of her gasoline from Russia. An oil refinery in Sicily, owned by Russia's second-largest oil and gas giant, Lukoil, is using 93% Russian crude oil in its production that ultimately makes its way to the United States as gasoline and other refined oil products. Former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is poised to return to power as Israeli TV exit polls reveal Tuesday's election could be delivering a narrow majority to the conservatives. Israelis react to Reuters.
I don't know who is better and who is not better, but I know that what we have before Lapid, I don't want to hear his name and I don't want to think about it.
I'm going to vote in Bibi Netanyahu. I hope that he makes the government.
USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. John Tamney is back with us. The last time we talked about his provocative book, which we've continued to discuss, When Politicians Panic, The New Coronavirus Expert Opinion and a Tragic Lapse of Reason. I'm sure if John could write an epilogue, it would be one maybe with the big title, I Told You So. John joins us now. We're going to talk about his new book. John, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill, thanks for having me back.
Well, appreciate your insight. Again, I used your quote so often about the cumulative intelligence of 300 and what are we up to, 340 million people versus the genius or the proclaimed genius of one Dr. Fauci that is coming out loud and clear, especially in light of this new documentary that is based on Robert Kennedy Jr.'s book, The Real Anthony Fauci. And that documentary is still streaming absolutely free. And you can stream it yourself at the Dr. Fauci movie. .com and see for yourself. And a lot of things that you know, John and I previously talked about from his book are reinforced, and you get you know, the real science and wisdom of you know, what we experienced in the last 2.5 years because of this pandemic, John.
Yeah, the only thing I would say is don't even worry about the science. The focus has to be that 330 million people collectively are going to figure things out because they're the market. Some people were going to freely lock down on their own. Nothing wrong with that. You learn from them, if that makes sense. Some people were going to live their lives. Some businesses were going to shut down in total. Some businesses were not. We had to learn from people freely doing what was in their best interest and doing it with the information at hand. We had to learn how the virus spread and what to best do about it. Instead, politicians robbed of us our ability to work. They robbed us of our savings, of our ability to basically support ourselves. And in the process, made us less safe. They blinded us to the truth about the virus.
Exactly. And, of course, what they did to our kids is an absolute disaster. The new reports are coming out about, how America is ranking now and how our children's literacy rate, their ability to handle math and reading comprehension has dropped dramatically. And to your point here, John, again, this is a fair warning, is that the people, common sense, reasonable people will figure out how to solve this problem. If we're going to rely on the Randy Weingartens and all the political forces to come up with a solution, we're just making the same mistake over and over again. We need, which is insanity, right? As we know, so it's time that the people, under their liberties and their own ideas, solve this problem. They can make this happen themselves. You know, parents taking their kids, they're homeschooling right now. They were afraid they couldn't do it, and they're finding out, wow, hey, I can do this. And neighbors are involved. There are community efforts that are doing. They're homeschooling their kids, getting them away from, these schools. They're just doing a terrible job that want to indoctrinate them, that want to bring in, drag queen story hours to teach your kids. You know, I think it was something I read on Facebook. It says, drag queen story hours has been redefined to state that here is a man dressed up as a woman teaching your kids about sex. So, that really adds some understanding and clarity to what this is all about, right?
Yeah, well, and it adds clarity to the basic truth that once we make this about death rates and science, we've lost the argument. We may win the argument, we've lost the long-term battle.
Exactly.
The answer always has to be first and foremost freedom, because there will always be pathogens that are part of life.
Mm-hmm.
And once we give into this, if this many people will die, they should take our freedom. We set ourselves up to have our freedom taken in the future. And when in reality, the answer always is, if something really threatens, that's when freedom's most important, because we learn from free people how to combat it. So let's not get stuck in the weeds of results as much as we get stuck in. Just don't take away people's freedom. And by the way, the American people, don't ever give your freedom away so easily again. We're at fault, too, for allowing it to happen.
Exactly. Because look at the numbers. These were contrived numbers. It's interesting that, whenever they start dealing with liability, they go back to the CDC announcement that was about, 8-9 months ago, saying, well, the people that actually died of COVID only was about maybe 3%. So that's kind of a low seasonal death rate type issue at 3%. But, but when you're talking about spending people's money, then we talk about over 1 million people have died of COVID. So all those numbers have been manufactured. They've been massaged in order to keep people in fear, wearing masks and doing silly stuff. And as you say, subordinating their liberty rights, to a government, to the Faucis of the world, as if they've proven to be so successful. I mean, because 2.5 years later, can you sit there with confidence and say, thank God for Dr. Fauci? He saved the human race. He saved America. Can you, is anybody on the planet, can anybody say that? I'm sure there probably are a few people.
No one can say that, but again, the danger always is, what if he had?
Yes.
It still doesn't change the fact that you don't give up your freedom.
Right.
We don't need to be forced to save our lives. We don't need to be forced to not get sick. And so it's what I stress when politicians panic. Once we make this argument about numbers and death rates, and I acknowledge all that in there, that, okay, it's all here.
Mm-hmm.
We know.
Right.
But once you make it about that, you're setting yourself up to be locked down again. Because they'll always come up for an excuse. Well, this virus is different. This one's hitting young people. This one's hitting babies more. So let's rob everyone of their freedom. No, you just don't take away people's freedom. And furthermore, the American people, you don't give it up, ever.
Exactly. Yeah, very well said. John, your new book, The Money Confusion, How Illiteracy About Currencies and Inflation Sets the Stage for the Crypto Revolution. It's like, okay, same thing, just a different rendition of what we just went through, right?
Well, there's aspects of it. The book very much makes a case that this is not inflation. This is the bitter fruits of them robbing us of our freedom. And when you basically lock people in their homes and in the process eviscerate working relationships, trading relationships built up around the world over decades, to then say that prices are going to be higher is kind of a statement of the obvious. Well, of course they're going to be. My quibble is that that's not inflation. Inflation's a devaluation of the currency. This was a taking of freedom. Let's be clear about what happened. This is not inflation. And when we say it's inflation, we give the politicians the ultimate free pass. Oh, the Fed did this. No, no, no. The Fed had nothing to do with it. There's been no devaluation of the currency in the past 2 years. That's inflation. This is the logical result of robbing people of their ability to work together around the world, which is what the lockdowns were. And so politicians love the inflation talk. It's utter nonsense, and it excuses what they did.
John, what you just pointed out is so critical here for people to understand what the politicians did, what this global cabal was able to affect, all because of COVID and the fears that rose up, right?
Yeah, I mean, let's make it simple. When the 20th century began, cars were rarer than millionaires, and millionaires were incredibly rare. By 1920, cars were common. Why was that? Because Henry Ford, one of the greatest entrepreneurs who ever lived, decided that men working in specialized fashion, in assembly line fashion, could produce at a level never imagined, and in so doing, they could make it possible for cars to be had relatively cheaply. Well, so what happens when you break up not just local cooperation, but global cooperation among billions of workers, billions of hands around the world? Is it any surprise that you're ripping apart the process that got us to low prices in the first place? I think not.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, our supply chain is all compromised. It's attacked, and here we are. And who orchestrated this? We've only got about 30 seconds left, and maybe we'll save that question, and we'll unwrap that a little bit further in the next segment. We're talking with John Tam, the author of his new book, The Money Confusion, How Illiteracy About Currency and Inflation Sets the Stage for Crypto Revolution. Stay with us. We got more from John after this.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I understand, you know, when you have something as popular as cryptocurrencies were, and then, you know, the rise in their value, it was like going off the charts, and then suddenly now there is this bust that takes place. And people think, well, that's it for cryptocurrencies. It's a done deal. Well, John Tamney, in his new book about the money confusion, points out that this is a cycle that occurs and that will naturally evolve to where you might think naively that cryptocurrencies are done away with, but actually it's you know, in a bit it's a bit prescient, because it's telling you that cryptocurrencies will come back and probably come back with a vengeance, John, if I'm reading this right. What do you say?
Yeah, no, I mean, I'd written about over a year ago, I'd said, we'll know that crypto's for real once its currencies start crashing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sign that there's a real market, that basically investors are sifting through the good and the bad rather than just presuming genius about every single one. And so, to me, it's a sign of a healthy market. Mm-hmm. And there is a desire for private money. My guess is that the crypto crowd has overcomplicated it. What people have always wanted is money that holds its value throughout time. Mm-hmm. Stable money is what allows us to trade with each other. It allows us to save for the future. And so my sense is that's what's going to come of this. A capitalist system that created supercomputers that sits in our pockets can certainly create stable money that holds its value much better than government currencies have. So I think the future's positive.
And again, here you've got the Biden administration introducing their own form of crypto, right?
Yeah, and I'm not too worried about that. Invariably, governments are driven by the known. They always try to come in after the fact. The reality is government's problem throughout the millennia is that whenever they've gotten involved with money, and this is true here too, they've devalued.
Mm-hmm.
Democrats, Republicans, it didn't matter. They've all done it. And so why would we trust a government version of it now? much more likely to me is that private issuers, say Target, say Amazon, say JP Morgan, will issue currencies. The odds of them devaluing is much, much less, because that would be them basically ripping off their customers, which businesses are unlikely to do. And so I don't fear government on this one.
You don't fear it because they just don't have enough control of it, or you just
okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Capitalism will always get outrun government, for one. For two, look at governments, not just in the U.S., but around the world, the history of government currencies. What have they always done? They've always devalued them. They've always clipped coins. They've always shrunk the value of the money we earn. And so why would we expect them in a crypto setting to suddenly issue private money that holds its value?
Exactly.
There's just no
right.
You know, so I'm fairly confident that private issuers will outrun these guys, and that's going to be a very good thing. It will force better currency outcomes for everyone, including from the U.S. Treasury. The U.S. Treasury needs more competition. I think private issuers will do it.
Exactly. No, I think this is awesome what is at our doorstep here, John, and what this will do in terms of its global effect and confidence that we have. Because, as you said, at the end of the day, it comes down with the people that you do business and who you can trust, right, to know that they'll deliver the goods and you'll get paid for those goods.
Yeah. I mean, what is money but something that enables us to trade products for products?
Mm-hmm.
And so
yes.
When you take a dollar bill for whatever service you want to get equal value for it. By extension, when government devalues the dollar, it robs you of the fruits of your work. And so it's only logical that that private money, crypto, call it what you want, would emerge amid a history of governments doing badly by currencies. Mm-hmm. And so with that, I think we're going to get a better outcome. Would you rather be paid in Amazon dollars or JP Morgan dollars or a Federal Reserve note?
Yes.
History
yeah, exactly.
says you prefer the JP Morgan dollars, because if they devalue on you, you will never use them again and you'll tell others.
Exactly.
The problem with a government monopoly on everything is if they devalue, what choice do you have? And so this is going to keep governments from robbing people of the fruits of their labor, and it's going to keep governments from people from being victimized by economists who just so dangerously and foolishly say, oh, no, inflation is good. We need a little inflation. How is it good for people to earn money that's losing value throughout?
Exactly.
How is it good for government to do that? How does that help the economy? It's ludicrous, and crypto is one of the many ways in which we'll fight what vandalizes reason.
On its face, it's unjust, John, you know, to do that to people.
Of course it's unjust. It's theft.
Right.
It is theft.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't like taxes, and with good reason. That is government taking from us the fruits of our labor. Well, how is devaluation, how is inflation any different? If they're robbing us of the value of the dollar, they're robbing us of what we've worked for. So let's start calling it what it is.
Yes, good point.
Mm-hmm. You know, so, again, that's part of the argument of the book. Let's define inflation for what it is. It's devaluation. What we're experiencing right now is higher prices. But no, this was born of them locking us in our houses and locking down businesses. Let's be clear about what it is, because we can never let politicians forget, Democrat, Republican, you name it, what they did to us.
Exactly.
Boy, do they love the inflation argument, because it changes the subject from what they did.
They killed our labor force in the process, John. They told our labor force, just stay at home, don't go to work. And I've been, you know, talking about this, and interesting, very few people are even considering this. But, you know, for the last 2.5 years, our U.S. labor force took a psychological hit. You know as well as I do, you know, as a writer, as one who studies all these dynamics, if you're aware or unaware and you decide to check out for a week on the economy, you don't pay attention. I mean, you're scrambling to get caught up. Well, what happens for somebody who is off the job because the government has paid them to stay at home, you know, for over a year? What is their skill set now, you know, after they've been, in a sense, dumbed down and retarded through this process? I mean, I think that our labor force, we haven't even begun to measure the impact that this has had on our labor force.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt it's true. What has been the one constant of American life since its founding, and realistically the world, We just get up every day and go to work. It's what we do. Mm-hmm. Only for politicians and their infinite wisdom to just stop this and to expect that there wouldn't be horrid outcomes, mm-hmm. including loss of skills, including loss of self-value, including much higher prices. Of course, all of this was going to result. You can't shut down what's incredibly sophisticated and global and expect to flip the switch back. Oh, you got your freedom back. We've decided right. that you're okay again to live your lives again and expect things to remain the same. There's going to be damage. Mm-hmm. And what's incumbent upon you, incumbent upon me and all of us is that we make sure to tell the story, because if we don't, history books will say, well, yeah, a virus forced people into their homes. No, it didn't. Mm-hmm. The virus has been spreading for months around the world. Politicians robbed us of our freedom and caused staggering damage to health, to well-being. Let's never let them forget this. And I find it so insulting that Democrats and Republicans, it's inflation. You know, it's the Fed money supply. Look, find a writer who has ridiculed the Fed more than I have over the last 10 years. If you can find, I want to meet this writer. But right. this is not the Fed. This is politicians trying to change the subject. And it's so dangerous.
Exactly. Well, they're dodging accountability. That's what politicians do. You know. So what do you expect from them? Yes. And oh, by the way, when they get real desperate, then they use our money, which I think is just ungodly. They use our money to pay for votes. It's like this idiocy has got to quit, John. With cryptocurrency and what you're talking about in this plan, how can this be protected? Because I got to imagine the World Economic Forum, all the powers, the lever pullers and everything like that, see an independent, process that's done by freedom loving people, to freely exchange commerce, to, know that their money really does count for something. It's highly valued. This has just got to scare the holy whatever out of them, and they're going to do everything they can to interrupt this.
They're going to try, but look at what Uber did. Look at what this little app on phones did to global taxi cartels. Will government try to break that which shrinks its power? Of course it would. Politicians respond to incentives too. But I remain of the view that capitalism moves too fast, and it's going to move way too fast on this. Private money is the future because governments have proven that they're unwilling to maintain a stable currency. I don't think we're having this discussion if the U.S. Treasury had over the decades maintained the dollars as a measure of value, but it hasn't. And we've seen this around the world to much more dangerous degrees. And so, look, capitalism's going to take over. Capitalism meets the needs of people. And in this case, the world wants money that it can trust, and it's found that it can't trust government. I think they're going to have a very hard time pushing it down.
How does this promote peace, John? I think that this promotes peace at a dimension unrealized.
Well, of course, anytime, if you want to disable society, you devalue the currency. If you want to make the world at peace, enable it to trade with one another. And good money is an agent of endless trade around the world, which is the path toward peace. The greatest foreign policy concept ever invented is the cheapest. Set people free, allow money to be money, and you'll see that people are trading and not wanting to go to war with each other.
Wow. John, this is awesome. Thank you so much, for this book, for coming on the show and breaking it down for our audience. Where can they go for more information?
Oh, go on Amazon. Buy by the handful. The Money Confusion. It's a very, very short book that explains what money is, what inflation is.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of external...